Well, first week down and 1 week to go, but I'm very, very pleased with how the practices are going. There's a lot of competition. I think it's going to be tough to make the football team this year, but the young guys who we brought in who are new, you know, are working real hard. And there's healthy competition, really good competition in a number of positions. So this first week is all good. And so now I want them to be safe this weekend and come on back on Monday and we finish out before we take a vacation here.
You got a healthy competition between offense and defense.
Yeah, they're going at it pretty good. In a mini camp, the important thing is that no one hurts one another. I mean, they were doing a pretty good job of trying to avoid the big contact, you know, particularly in secondary. But, you know, our defense, I believe, feels that they can be better this year. We've added some people, and we made a big improvement last year, and they really set their minds to do that. And so they came out raring to go in this mini camp. And so, you know, the offense, we have a little more experience over there, and sometimes if they want to take it a little bit easier in a mini camp, they weren't allowed to do that. So that was a healthy thing.
Mike, there were days in Husky Stadium where there were empty seats, and there were days in Westfield where there were a lot of blue seats. Now you set a record.
Yeah, I know.
What's that just mean to you that you guys have accomplished that?
Well, I think it's a tremendous accomplishment for the organization and for the football team. You know, of course, Todd Lywicki came in here and really redid a lot of things and changed attitudes and worked very, very hard. And then that corresponded with our team getting better. And so you put those two combinations together, and it's a pretty good one. And I'm very excited about that. You know, one of my goals is always to create a football team that the fans could be proud of. And I think back to last year, and the enthusiasm we had all season long culminated with the win over Carolina, you know. And if I talk to opposing coaches and some players, you know, that came in there, they say it's a very difficult place to play. And the players respond to a crowd like that. And the fact that those fans now will be Sox fans instead of a good block of tickets going to our visiting team, that's all very special. I couldn't be more happy for the fans and very proud of the organization, too.
Hamden's injury, how does that make it tough for him to compete for the roster spot this summer?
Well, depending on when we get him back, he's missing valuable time now. It's just hard, you know. But he is a courageous guy, and he's a good football player. And so as soon as he can get back doing some things, we'll get him back doing it. But he's missing, the tough part about it is he's missing real valuable time in these camps, because they're passing camps, kind of made for the quarterbacks, really.
Has Green made some progress?
Well, he's coming. You know, I don't think it's been an easy transition for David. You know, he was such a successful collegiate player. And then what you learn when you play that position and come into the NFL is that it is quite different. But he's a great young guy, and he's working hard. He's trying real hard. And I hope this training camp now, he does make the progress we need to see to feel comfortable with him.
Anything else?
Have a nice weekend.